Hi. This podcast is the third part of Python interview questions. It covers the most common Python interview questions that will arm you with the required knowledge and confidence to crack your next Python job interview. Question 41. Explain the differences between instance methods, class methods, and static methods in Python. Answer. Instance methods are defined inside a class and operate on an instance of that class. They have access to the instance's attributes and can modify them. Class methods are decorated with a class method and operate on the class itself. They have access to the class's attributes but not the instance's attributes. Static methods are decorated with a static method and are independent of the class and instance. They do not have access to any instance or class attributes. Question 42. How can you handle memory leaks in Python? Answer. Python has automatic memory management through garbage collection. However, it's still possible to have memory leaks when objects are not properly released. To handle memory leaks, you can use tools like profiling and memory debugging, ensure proper object destruction, and avoid unnecessary object references. Question 43. What is the purpose of the init method in Python classes? Answer. The init method is a special method in Python classes that is automatically called when a new instance of a class is created. It is used to initialize the attributes and state of the object. It is also known as the constructor method. Question 44. Explain the concept of monkey patching in Python. Answer. Monkey patching is a practice of modifying or extending existing code at runtime, typically by adding, modifying, or replacing methods or attributes of classes or objects. It can be useful for adding functionality to third-party libraries or fixing issues temporarily, but it can also lead to code complexity and maintenance challenges. Question 45. How do you remove duplicate elements from a list in Python? Answer. Duplicate elements can be removed from a list by converting it to a set and then converting it back to a list. Alternatively, you can use a loop or list comprehension to iterate over the list and keep only the unique elements. Question 46. Explain the difference between a module and a package in Python. Answer. A module is a single file encompassing Python code that defines functions, classes, and variables. It can be imported and used in other Python scripts. A package, on the other hand, is a directory that contains multiple Python modules and an additional init.py file. The init.py file is executed when the package is imported and can be used to define package-level attributes and behavior. Question 47. How do you handle and process command-line arguments in Python? Answer. Command-line arguments can be handled using the argparse module in Python. It provides a convenient way to parse and validate command-line arguments, define arguments and options, and generate usage messages. Question 48. Explain the concept of duck typing in Python. Answer. Duck typing is a principle in Python in which the suitability of an object is determined by its behavior rather than its specific type or class. If an object supports the required methods or attributes, it can be used in a particular context, regardless of its actual class. This supports more flexible and dynamic programming in Python. Question 49. What is the purpose of the else clause in a try statement? Answer. The else clause in a try statement is executed if no exceptions are raised in the corresponding try block. It is typically used to specify code that should be executed when the try block completes successfully. Question 50. How can you create a virtual environment in Python? Answer. A virtual environment in Python allows you to create isolated Python environments with their own installed packages and dependencies. It can be created using the venv module in Python by running the command python mvenv folder name greater than in the command line. Question 51. How do you implement a stack in Python? Answer. A stack can be implemented in Python using a list. Elements can be added to the stack using the append method, and they can be removed from the stack using the pop method. The last element in the list represents the top of the stack. Question 52. What is the purpose of the finally clause in a try statement? Answer. The finally clause in a try statement is executed irrespective of whether an exception is raised or not. It is used to specify code that should be executed for cleanup or resource release purposes, ensuring that it is always executed, even if an exception occurs. Question 53. How can you find the current working directory in Python? Answer. The current working directory can be obtained using the OS getcwd function from the OS module. It returns a string representing the current directory path. Question 54. What is the use of the with statement in Python? Answer. The with statement in Python is used to ensure proper acquisition and release of resources. It is commonly used with file handling, database connections, and other resources. The with statement automatically takes care of releasing the resource, even if an exception occurs. Question 55. How do you handle file I/O in Python? Answer. File I/O in Python can be handled using the built-in open function. It lets you open a file in various modes: read, write, append, etc. Read or write data to the file, and close the file. The with statement is commonly used with file I/O to ensure proper file closure. Question 56. How do you handle and catch specific exceptions in Python? Answer. Specific exceptions can be caught using multiple except blocks, where each block handles a different type of exception. The exceptions are checked in the order they are specified, and the first matching block is executed. For example, try hash code goes here except value error, hash handle value error except file not found error, hash handle file not found error except hash handle other exceptions. Question 57. Explain the concept of method resolution order, MRO, in Python. Answer. Method resolution order, MRO, is the order in which Python looks for methods and attributes in a class hierarchy. It determines the precedence of method resolution in multiple inheritance scenarios. The MRO can be viewed using the MRO attribute or accessed programmatically using the super function. Question 58. What is the purpose of the name variable in Python? Answer. The name variable is a built-in variable in Python that represents the name of the current module. It is automatically set to main when the module is run as the main script, and it can be useful to differentiate between being imported as a module or run directly. Question 59. What is the purpose of the str method in Python? Answer. The str method is a special method in Python classes that defines a string representation of an object. It is called by the built-in str function and is commonly used to provide a human-readable description of the object. Question 60. How do you perform file handling in Python? Answer. File handling in Python involves opening files, reading or writing data, and closing files. The open function is used to open a file, and modes like read, r, write, w, or append, a, can be specified. The read, write, and close methods are used to interact with the file. Thank you for listening to our podcast.